providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Joe and Brent over at Exploration Insights. We are going to shift our focus a little bit for this segment back to more generalist comments on the broad averages and also maybe diving into where some of the other money is flowing in this market, because it isn't just U.S. equity markets that continue to head higher. I am chatting with Allison Ostrander. She is the Director of Risk Tolerance over at Simpler Trading. Now, Allison, let's start off with the U.S. equity markets, because you know what? There are still fears in the markets about what's happening with this coronavirus, some of the data out of the U.S. This week was a little bit more mixed when it came to just some of the economic indicators, even retail sales, but nothing is really falling out of bed here. Fact of the matter is, though, it seems like almost every day, if the U.S. equity markets open up down, they garner a buy throughout the day. This week, it wasn't the screaming higher week that we have seen in the S&P, but still looking at closing at or very near all-time highs. What do you have to say about the continued almost resilience of these U.S. equity markets?
Well, I can't help but state, don't fight the trend, right? This trend continues to remain bullish. The longer time frames continue to remain bullish. So until we really start to break these support levels, I'm going to be looking at buys at support if they hold and still playing this to the upside right now. Currently, daily support on the S&P, for example, is down around 3340. So if it can maintain that first support level, that to me looks like a good sign to jump in and take another short-term trade back to the upside. I do think within the next few weeks, as long as support holds, we will probably go up and test that psychological level of 3,400. And that will be a good test to see whether or not we're able to break above it or not. I certainly, too, am in concern about things with the coronavirus. As we were talking earlier, you know, we were mentioning that a lot of companies are warning that, you know, their first quarter earnings may not be as good as expected because of everything happening around this. But as of right now, we're not really seeing that necessarily priced into the market. The market is still continuing to remain on this overall bullish run. So it does have me a bit concerned. I am taking lighter capital trades. I'm keeping a little bit more capital in my account right now, just to keep that risk in control in case we do start to see a bit more dramatic of a pullback.
Okay, so even with these coronavirus fears, whether you think that it could spread or the fact that looking into Q1 here is that there are some factories of big companies that do have these factories in China that are shut down or really have impacted this whole supply chain, global supply chain. Companies have started warning us about slower growth in Q1, worse earnings in Q1. But the stocks haven't reacted. Do you think that is a sign that the stocks don't care, or what's going on here?
I think it is a bit of both. I think partially the stocks don't care, right? Investors are still, if they're technical like me, they're still seeing these trends, and nothing right now is saying against the trend at this time, hey, you know, be a little bit more cautious of a stronger pullback. We're still holding support levels and we're still seeing overall moves to the upside in a lot of these. Even on longer time frames, like for Amazon and Netflix, we've actually gotten trigger signals on the weekly chart just a few weeks ago to look at going long and buying again for stronger bullish trends to the upside. But like you mentioned, I am concerned companies like Apple aren't necessarily seeing this priced in yet. And though I am not going to fight this trend, right? That's a great way to lose money, is to keep betting against the trend. So I'm not going to fight it. But once we do start to break those support levels, I'm definitely going to be protecting a capital a bit more. And if I own shares in it, I will start to consider some covered calls.
Okay. So just watching, I guess you have said before that cautious bull, right?
Is yes.
That the markets, yes, they keep on moving up. There are a lot of warning signs out there. But don't fight the trend, and also don't fight the Fed, which continues to say that they are willing to get easy if needed, but they haven't really needed to get easier than they have been in the past. What are some of the defensive positions that you could take, though? Because in all fairness, we are seeing some of these defensive assets still do quite well, even as equity markets continue to run.
Certainly, as we talked about prior, gold is always a safe haven for a lot of traders. GLD, for example, if you're still an options trader like me, is a good one to turn to. Currently, right now, it's still in an overall bullish trend. We've experienced some consolidation recently, but that's allowed technicals to reset. And now they're starting to show signs of going back to the upside. So I think if we can start to break above around that 150 level, certainly that's a good sign that we might go back into a bullish trend on gold. I'm also looking at more individual symbols, like I mentioned Amazon or Netflix, that are just showing strong bullish signs on longer time frames, or things like Hershey's, where it's more a seasonality trade, given Valentine's Day that just happened, as well as Easter coming up. That's certainly a bigger candy holiday, if you will. And last year, from, you know, going into February and certainly March and April, Hershey's followed along beautifully with a bullish trend and that seasonality for continuing to the upside during that time. And we're seeing a very similar chart pattern start to occur this year. So that to me is another safe haven that, as long as support levels hold, that to me looks like it's good to go back and retest recent highs around 162. And certainly if it breaks above them, continuing to the upside from there.
Okay. Hey, that Hershey's trade does make sense. Let's circle back around to a couple of the other trades that you mentioned there. When it comes to gold, looking at GLD, it's really been in this consolidation sideways move for only a couple weeks after it reached the recent high of 149.68. As you mentioned, that's reset some of the technical indicators, but argument could be that they are still fairly elevated and they could need a little bit more time. Do you think that is the case, or is 2 weeks enough here?
I think 2 weeks might be enough. If we go and just take a step back to a longer time frame, like a weekly, for example, that is still a very strong bullish trend. Bollinger Bands are still strongly flaring open, which means they're anticipating a move higher. On the weekly chart, we actually consolidated right into the 10 period simple, which is holding us support, and we're bouncing off of it this week. There are a lot of other indicators that I have on my charts telling me that there's bullish momentum and signs. So I still like this to the long side. I don't think, you know, we might be here maybe another week or two. But overall, as long as these support levels hold, which on the weekly time frame is 145, I still like this to the upside. It's showing great signs of a bullish trend, much like we saw back in June, going into late August of last year.
All right, let's also talk about Amazon, because Amazon was really fighting to get back to all-time highs, the all-time highs that it reached back in 2018. 2019 was a bit of a choppy, almost consolidation year, but now it's really starting to move higher, which also goes hand-in-hand with some of these other hot stocks like Tesla, even like Apple. These type of stocks are really starting to see some capital flow in. How would you trade Amazon here when it has started to break out and is at all-time highs?
Well, for those of you who are members at Simpler Trading and have been in the room, you've heard me talk about Amazon the past few weeks. 3 weeks ago, on a weekly time frame, it actually gave a strong buy signal where, when it's printed it in the past, for example, it's seen moves of up to $1,200. So I'm very much bullish on Amazon. I'm not saying that we'll get another strong move like that, but it certainly is hinting back to a bullish trend. Even my monthly time frame is showing that after that consolidation that we had basically from the highs of 2018 until recently, when we've started to break above them, is also showing signs of going back into a strong bullish trend. So if you're able to, certainly consider getting into shares, getting into long calls, leaps further out in time. If that's too much capital though, right? If you're in a smaller account, like some of the ones I trade, maybe just go a little bit out, maybe a month or two, go out of the money and just look at a long debit call vertical spread. I do recommend, though, at these levels, no matter what kind of trade you're looking to put on, only get into a portion of your normal capital risk. I still certainly like the bullish momentum, but just from that signal that printed 3 weeks ago until now, we've seen an excellent move to the upside, to where it could do for a little bit of a short-term pullback to test support again. And once it does test support, that's certainly the time to go in and buy once more if you haven't done so already.
All right, Allison, we'll wrap it up there. Interesting comments. Always great chatting with you. Always interesting to hear what your technicals are telling you about where these markets are going. And yeah, you've been pretty steadfast with this whole cautious bull, and it's been the right strategy for the U.S. equity markets. I know a lot of people want to say that it's time for these markets to pull back, but you have to look at just how much liquidity is available and where that liquidity is coming from. And right now, I think a lot of international money is also flowing into the U.S. Allison, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great long weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.